In the last module, we talked about bone-targeted therapy and emerging radiopharmaceuticals. We asked the audience if, based on the data and their own clinical experience, they believe radium-223 relieves pain. The vast majority of the audience and most of the faculty said yes, and I asked Dr. Sternberg if she treated patients with metastatic prostate cancer who had a relief of bone pain with radium-223.
I would say absolutely that I've observed patients with improvement in bone pain. I think that radium-223 is a very good drug. The main problem that I've had is if we give it to patients very far along with a lot of bone mets, that I've had problems with cytopenias afterwards, and then if I even find a BRCA mutation, I can't give them a PARP inhibitor.
Yeah, we actually asked the audience about this issue of cytopenias, and they seem to think that it's either occasional or maybe a little more common than that. When we asked the faculty, they kind of gave the same answer. It sounds, Oliver, like you can see it, not that common. How much of a problem are cytopenias with radium-223, Oliver?
You know, my experience is really related to the volume of the disease, and when you have these very high-volume diseases, you're more prone to see it. And there is, of course, the marrow infiltration that occurs with progression of the cancer, with progressive anemia and cytopenias. Sometimes it's a little bit hard to figure out. We've done marrows on patients who've had severe cytopenias, and every single time we find marrow infiltration with cancer. So
wow.
There can be some confounding factors.
Interesting. That's really a great point clinically.